This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In this, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. You've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
They have the heads of operations for Google, Twitter, and Facebook in the House Intelligence Committee last week. And Congressman Wigley says InfoWars puts out fake news about election theft. They're now admitting that Hillary stole the nomination from Sanders, something we broke. They're now admitting 5.7 million illegals voted, not the 3.3 like Trump was saying. Harvard now is confirmed. But then they go into saying that de Blasio hasn't been coddling terrorists, or that imams didn't warn de Blasio the attack was coming. And you've got the tech heads saying, we want you to have a good user experience. That's what we're going to censor. They don't even say we're fake. They just say, oh, we want you to have a good experience and live in a cult and live in La La Land. And then later they say, we're working on AI to just automate and shut down InfoWars. Here it is.
It shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article the last time I checked.
Yes, you saw this.
USA Today. At lunch I did, yeah. And I also saw the system correct it.
Can you give me a really good guess on how long it was top?
We can follow up with you and your staff on that, and I don't have the stat in front of me, so I don't know. But we are, like we said earlier, trying to balance, you know, free speech with making the information you see on the system, especially around trends that we direct.
Trends that they direct. Now let's go to the Republican Congressman, Chris Stewart of Utah, came to the defense of InfoWars and free speech. Here it is.
You have used the term fake news. It's been used pervasively in this hearing. And we all recognize that fake news is in the eye of the beholder many times. There are some things that are reported that are demonstrably untrue. But the vast majority of it is some spectrum there of opinion and reality. And I'll use Mr. Quigley's example. He said, for example, as I best recall, Amon warns de Blasio he ignored it because he was too busy criticizing Trump. Well, there's an element of both in there. Perhaps Amon did why yet.
He did.
And whether he was too busy criticizing Trump, to some degree, is a matter of opinion. Now, to my friend Mr. Quigley, and I don't mean this as a criticism, I mean to him, that's fake news. Someone else read that, and they see legitimate critique in there. How in the world do you intend to identify fake news without weaponizing this in the political realm? Because, as I said, there is an enormous degree of opinion included in almost every bit of that. And if you're viewed as being political in this, and it's my fear that you will be, regardless of what you do, if you're viewed as being political, then it's not monitoring fake news, it's weaponizing it, and it's editorializing it. And the best example of that is simply the fact-checking. Fact-checking is as opinionated many times as anything else that we see. And I've got 24 seconds. You can't answer that. So I'm going to express my fear of it. But if you have a very quick response, I'd be interested in what that might be. I don't blame you for remaining silent.
We're going to come back with that.
You understand?
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. So, last week they had the House Intelligence Committee hearings, where the tech giants even had to admit that actually the Russian bots were a bunch of different companies, and a lot of them were leftist groups that were actually anti-Trump. The others were neutral and were only trying to get traffic to their news stories. They were just inflammatory. And they were less than 1% of the entire aggregate of traffic during the election. But then I learned yesterday that during the hearings, there was a story on InfoWars.com, they came out and said that we made up a fake news story that a prominent imam had warned de Blasio that radical Islamists and ISIS were planning truck attacks. Well, ISIS put out videos a year ago. They've been doing it all over the world. And there's the article they say is fake news. I warned de Blasio about New York City terror, but he was too busy bashing Trump. They have the heads of the tech companies on, and they say, sure, yeah, we're working on censoring InfoWars. We saw that fake story. We had our artificial, you know, computer system shut it down. And you can go watch the whole hearing. They talk about AI in the future, controlling it. Here's the story video. Dem lawmaker demands Twitter censor InfoWars. But then the Republican, I'm going to play this clip and go to our guest, it all ties together, Chris Stewart of Utah, says, well, that's opinion on whether or not this imam warned him. That's not fake news, but it's not even that. That this imam is famous. He's been all over Fox News. We've already covered that in detail, warning that this attack was coming. Imam Muhammad Tawahidi, he's famous. He goes to the mosque. He gives examples of what are being preached. Of course everybody said truck attacks are coming to NYC. Look at what's happened in Paris and Nice and Israel and Russia. I mean, they call it fake news to say we're letting people in that are going to attack us when this guy was let in by Obama on one of these visa programs that Trump's trying to kill. And they call that fake news. Incredible. So, again, here's the clip of the congressman, then we're going to go to our guest, and this all ties into the war on Trump, the war on America that's so desperate by the deep state. But here is the congressman checking their propaganda.
You have used the term fake news. It's been used pervasively in this hearing. And we all recognize that fake news is in the eye of the beholder many times. There are some things that are reported that are demonstrably untrue. But the vast majority of it is some spectrum there of opinion and reality. And I'll use Mr. Quigley's example. He said, for example, and as I best recall, Amon warns de Blasio he ignored it because he was too busy criticizing Trump. Well, there's an element of both in there. Perhaps Amon did warn de Blasio. We don't know that yet. And whether he was too busy criticizing Trump, to some degree, is a matter of opinion. Now, to my friend, Mr. Quigley, and I don't mean this as a criticism, I mean to him, that's fake news. Someone else read that, and they see legitimate critique in there. How in the world do you intend to identify fake news without weaponizing this in the political realm? Because, as I said, there is an enormous degree of opinion included in almost every bit of that. And if you're viewed as being political in this, and it's my fear that you will be, regardless of what you do.
And they are.
If you're viewed as being political, then it's not monitoring fake news. It's weaponizing it, and it's editorializing it. And the best example of that is simply the fact-checking. Fact-checking is as opinionated many times as anything else that we see. And I've got 24 seconds. You can't answer that. So I'm going to express my fear of it. But if you have a very quick response, I'd be interested in what that might be. I don't blame you for remaining silent. You understand, though, why we're concerned about that and the challenge, and we want to help you on that, but we live in a political world already. I hope we make it less political.
They need to be busted up. They're antitrust. They're like Keith Olbermann threatened to attack and kill everybody. But if you call somebody a liar, they shut you down if you're a conservative, a Christian, a libertarian. Joining us is Edward Klein, a distinguished journalist, a best-selling author. I'm not going to go over his whole background with New York Daily News and you name it. He's, of course, been with the Times as well. He's written many articles for Vanity Fair, a lot of other publications. EdwardKlein.com is his website. He's got the new book out, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. And that's what it is. It's all-out war. I've never seen such deception, such viciousness, and it's only getting more insane as it appears they're going to lose. But that's the perfect title. It's true. How is this all-out war, and where does it end? Number one New York Times bestselling author, Ed Klein.
Alex, it all began on a specific date. We can actually put a date on it. December 16, 2016, 6 weeks after Donald Trump won the election, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and their consigliere, Valerie Jarrett, invite Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, to dinner in the White House. And Susan Rice convinces the President, Obama, at that time, to unmask the names of Donald Trump associates who were inadvertently picked up in NSA intercepts, unmask their names so that they became public, distribute them widely through the intelligence community among hundreds, if not thousands, of people, and make sure they're leaked to the press. And that's where this cockamamie story, this false narrative, as they call it, of collusion began, right in the Obama White House.
And now it's thousands of times the size of Watergate. They've all lied to Congress. They've lied to the people. It's illegal. We found out the Democrats were up in their eyeballs with the Russians. Everything they said Trump did, they've done. The only guy, I guess, not in bed with the Russians is Trump. No wonder they're fighting so hard, because they're fighting for their lives.
Well, they are fighting for their lives. And you know, we have in this new book that I've written, All Out War, an FBI report that confirms what I think you and a lot of other people have been saying for quite a while, which is that there is a deep state, and that these rogue elements inside the permanent bureaucracy of the government are doing everything they can to sabotage Donald Trump's agenda and the agenda, in my view, of the American people. That these deep state people, these permanent employees who side with Clinton and Obama, are deleting files from computers, losing files, slow-walking regulations and leaking to the press, and doing everything they can to undo this effort on the part of the president to make America great again.
What's their next move? I mean, it appears they're losing. I mean, it appears that Robert Mueller is the one that ought to be indicted for Russia ties with handing uranium off on tarmacs to the FSB, Hillary getting all this money. This is beyond any Tom Clancy novel.
It really is. You can't make this stuff up, as you just said. Well, you know, one of the things in this new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, that I have put into the book, I've reproduced not one but two secret FBI reports, one on the deep state, which we've just talked about, and another on the connection between the radical left wing of violent groups like Antifa and others that are spread throughout college communities in the United States, the connection between these left wing groups, the violent left wing groups, and the Islamic State and Al Qaeda. And FBI agents went to Europe and actually infiltrated and watched and recorded these meetings that took place in Europe and in Syria between these Americans who are getting instructions on how to make bombs, how to deal with toxic chemicals, use toxic chemicals as weapons. The very scary stuff. And the FBI says in the secret report that I've printed, this is the greatest challenge to law enforcement since the 1970s in the Weather Underground.
I totally agree. I can't wait to read the book because just reading the synopsis, I've learned some things and I'm going to look them up. They're actually true. I didn't even know that there's documents where the left even sees ISIS as their army. But I guess if you watch the news, they see radical Islam as their army. And it just shows that they've radicalized to the point of being unrecognizable from the Democratic Party of just 10 years ago. I want to ask you where you think all this is going and some of the other big secrets that are in your book. It's Edward Klein, edwardklein.com, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Folks, Alex Jones here, back live. One more segment, and I'm going to open the phones up after our guest leaves us for the callers and cover a bunch of other news that's unfolding. All-out war, the plot to destroy Trump. Ed Klein's new book is set to be a bestseller, undoubtedly. You know, Stephen Bannon understands it's total war. I point out it's an info war. But I can't go out on the streets now in San Francisco or Austin or Seattle without people running up throwing coffee at me, attacking me. They celebrate when there's Islamic attacks. They celebrate when churches get attacked. The left celebrates when bombs go off in Israel. I mean, you see it now, and they've gone from just tacitly covering it up to promoting it. And then when we point out how they're promoting it, they go, oh, no, we're not. That's fake news. So there's been a total radicalization. Why do you have the term all-out war? And flesh out what's in the book, because people may think they know it all. They don't. And this is something everybody needs to read and understand, because people have to know what they're in. If you're just a normal conservative or Christian or libertarian or just common sense person, you're not a public figure. You don't know what Donald Trump goes through. You don't know what I go through. And I'm not trying to say I go through anything what his family does. They're vicious. They're bullies. They're frothing. I mean, I've seen old film reels. People getting beat up in communist countries if they weren't communist, or in Nazi Germany if they were, you know, trade unionist or Jewish, and, you know, hitting families, slapping them in the head. I'm not trying to compare what has happened to me to that bad, but it's approaching 1934, 1935 Germany in the way conservatives and people are being treated, in my experience, Ed Klein.
You're so right about that, Alex. You know, I live here in New York City, and many, many years ago, I was an editor at the New York Times when the Times was still a straight newspaper, which, of course, it hasn't been for a long time. And all my friends here in New York, 90% of whom are liberals, have gone so far as to not only shun me, but if they meet me in a restaurant or on the street, they don't even acknowledge me. They won't even say hello to me. I have friends of decade standing, they were friends, who tell me that they don't want to have anything more to do with me. It's like the religious wars in the 17th century, when people burned each other at the stakes because of their religious differences. Here in this country, we're having the same kind of religious war, if you will, between progressives on the left, those so-called progressives, and conservatives like you and me on the right. What's going to happen if in 2018, which is just around the corner, of course, the Democrats get control of the House of Representatives? That's what this whole war against Trump is aimed at, getting control of the House of Representatives so that the first thing they will do is put forth impeachment proceedings against this president.
And it's just crazy to see all the footage of them beating up reporters. Antifa will just attack even mainstream news, police. They're just frothing and so filled with hate. Do you think they're going to get more degenerate, more insane before they get better? Or as a historian and a smart guy, where do you see this going?
I think it's going to get a lot worse because we're moving into the midterm elections when so much is at stake. I guess you can hear in the background the typical New York sounds of sirens. Those are generally ambulances, not police, but sometimes they're police.
Sure.
And come 2018, the Democrats are going to be desperate to get control of the House of Representatives and the Senate. What will that mean in terms of this war that we're talking about, this bitter, underhanded lies and deceit that we see on the left? It's going to get a lot worse. In fact, I believe that you're going to see a lot more violence on the left because, as you know, these groups like Antifa and other violent groups say that they like violence. They even consider themselves and proud of the fact that they're communists and they're socialists, and they say violence is a good thing. It's the only way they say the left can get back.
And that's the grassroots. Then you've got the big telecoms and the big tech companies openly admitting they're censoring libertarians, conservatives. They want to take the president's Twitter away. It's just open authoritarian censorship, really trying to organize itself, but they're losing every special election. Looks like they'll lose the Virginia governorship. And as you said, that just makes them get more radicalized and drives people away from them, but they don't ever learn. They just get worse.
Well, you could argue, if I can say, to talk to you above this noise outside.
Oh, it's fine. It adds to the atmosphere.
Okay. You could argue that the further left and nutty they get, the more like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and the Antifa group they get, the better, in some ways, it will be for conservatives, because you're so right. Between the left coast and the right coast of this country, the so-called parenthesis around the real America, real Americans don't buy this left-wing stuff. You know that.
So, you're a guy that's well-known for being able to predict a lot of things that are unfolding. We're not looking at a crystal ball here, but barring assassination, the economy's coming back. People are really turning against the controlled left. I just see Trump being a very successful president, one of the most successful ever. Globally, globalism and authoritarian leftist garbage is in trouble. I mean, can't they see the massive trend?
They don't want to see this massive trend. We're now at, 3.1% growth in this country?
Yes.
Which is a whole at least percentage point ahead of Obama, and we're probably going to do a lot better. We've stopped 70% of the illegal crossings in the southern border. We're getting to be energy independent. Thank you, Donald Trump. And now he's on this Asian tour, which if you look at the mainstream media, they're almost ignoring because they can see that he and America are more respected today in Asia than they ever were in the 8 years of Barack Obama.
And the Congressional Budget Office predicts that if we get the House tax cut combined with this growth rate, we're looking at a 7.1 growth rate within 2 years. I mean, they're fighting tooth and nail openly to stop it, calling it a nightmare.
And what could be better, if I may just digress for a second, than a 5, 6%, 7% growth rate for the minorities in this country? It will be the average everyday American who will benefit from this growth rate. They're finally, they'll get good paying jobs, they'll get raises, they'll be able to reinstate what we've lost, the American dream, which is that our kids and our grandkids can look forward to living an even better life than we do.
Well, please come back again as this all unfolds. I can't wait to read the book. I've ordered one. Of course, it's All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. You're dead on, and I know I'm going to learn a lot. So thank you for being a watchman on the wall, and have a good week coming up.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. Folks, we are in deep, deep trouble. Good things are happening, but bad things are happening, and I want to be confident in all this. But at the same time, we've got to know they are getting more and more violent, more and more deranged, and I'm here to tell you, the left has talked about doing false flags. They've gotten smart, like Vegas or like what we saw here in Texas. A pedophile, atheist, Christian hater who beats up his family. These are all about being selfish pigs. And it's always the same MO of all these people. And it happened again. And then they blame us the second time. They blame the NRA. And it turns out it's an NRA trainer who took the scumbag out. We're going to take your phone calls and a lot more coming up in the next segment, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. This is the InfoWar. Please spread the links, because there is an all-out war against this republic. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You want to talk about sickening projection? There's a Newsweek article out attacking myself, Cernovich, everybody else, saying, why is the right obsessed with pedophilia? Newsweek, of course, is on the verge of going bankrupt, just laying off half their people because they're fake news. They're about as bad as it gets. I'm obsessed with Americana, and we are exposing the pedophile rings in Hollywood and D.C. You know, like the deputy pope. The deputy pope, who just got arrested for reportedly corralling over 100 kids for sex, and all the underage stuff with Kevin Spacey and the rest of it. And then Newsweek brings up Comet Ping Pong Pizza again, that Time Magazine, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all put on the radar during the Podesta emails that are very creepy, had nothing to do with Comet Ping Pong. The media focused on debt, where Podesta did go and eat some, and his brother, and had fundraisers, made it all about that, put info out in the press, the media made it the spotlight, to then say there's no such thing as pedophilia in the world, basically. So it was a false flag, a controlled demolition, a diversion from all of Jerry Epstein's behavior, and Weiner, who just went to prison yesterday to serve out his sentence for going after an underage girl, and all the rest of it, and Nickelodeon and the media sexualizing children, and all the admissions. Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House, NAMBLA all over the place trying to get pedophilia legalized. The schools sexualizing children. And then they hang their whole hat on Pizzagate. The FBI has manuals about pizza used as codes and Italian food used in codes by pedophiles. Cheese pizza means child pornography. And it was all in there, about $65,000 of succulent hot dogs. And, oh, these are the best. Well, they weren't good that last time, but this time they'll be good. And they'll be brown sauce. Well, I don't want too many nuts on the sauce. Are these nuts really good? And we'll have the kids for your pleasure in the hot tub. Well, are the kids going to be fun? Well, yeah, they're still kids, though. I mean, we'll have blood and semen for you in the ritual for you to drink. And it's an Aleister Crowley high priestess. I mean, and so that's all going on. And then all of a sudden, the mainstream media goes, look at Comet Ping Pong Pizza. And I go to Cancun for a week with my family, and I see us reporting on it. And I watch a bunch of it, and I go, a lot of that really sounds crazy. But everything, and I go, I think this is a setup by the media focusing on it. But there's not a basement in that place. And I said, we'll see. And I even had a few crew members kind of, Alex, I can't believe you're covering up. And I said, listen, every GD one of these is going down. And I said, I know there's people there on video at the pizza place talking about how they like kids at the open mic. I go, whatever. That's some rock band that was there. The real stuff is the sex trafficking out of Haiti and the AP reports and all this other stuff. The media is wanting us, like a mockingbird, to act like its wings broken to get you away from its nest. And, of course, I was proven right again. Then I do the right thing and say, yes, that was wrong info. We report other people's reports. And the media makes it like I made everything up and that I'm this horrible person when I'm the one that caught it and cleaned it up. No good deed goes unpunished. And then now I get to see the media run with this same thing, how Jones and everybody made this up and it doesn't exist. Very shameful of Newsweek. New lows for you guys. And there's record bust of pedophiles all over the country. And record numbers of people getting caught, and the sex trafficking, and Hollywood's going down, and all of it. So good luck, Newsweek. Good luck being apologists for what's going on. It's simply amazing. And they never tell you Pizzagate is about code words and FBI manuals. It's always about Comet Ping Pong, a pizza place. They semantically manipulate the public and then basically use their own people as scapegoats who aren't involved in this behavior. Well, there's no evidence to that fact. But Podesta constantly tweets out that I should eat crap and that I'm pathetic and ah-ha-ha when he's the one in deep trouble. Listen, I've never retracted anything I said about Podesta and the emails about spirit cooking and we'll have the blood and semen ready. WikiLeaks put all that out. That's real, folks. And what do you do when you're caught with the Russians? You call the enemy Russians. What do you do when there's all these thousands of emails about, we'll be at the farmhouse for the adult party, three children, these ages, you know, 6, 7, and 9 will be delivered to the hot tub. The pool is not heated, but the hot tub is. They will be in the hot tub waiting for you. Well, I can't wait. That's what old Podesta wants to get the depositions on that one. What the hell's going on with the hot tub and the kids waiting there for your entertainment? That's the quote. And then Podesta's brother did a spread in 2007 in the Washington Post about his radical dangerous art, that's the quotes, with images of naked children that I won't even show on air. Because they could selectively enforce and put me in jail for pedophilia, folks. We're talking two-year-olds. Look at this. The plan to heat the pool so as swim as possible. Bonnie will Uber service to transport Ruby. Emerson says 9 and 7. So you'll have some further entertainment, and they will be in the pool for sure. I mean, it just goes on and on, man. And all we said is, what is this? And you're hanging around with Epstein, and Bill Clinton's on the plane with Epstein, and so is this creature, Harvey Weinstein, and they've got an island where they take little kids. I mean, this is all confirmed, and you think you're going to divert us with the pizza place. No, you're not. There you go. Kevin Spacey went on that airplane, too. He likes to have fun. His dad was a, quote, devil-worshipping Nazi that raped him and his brothers and sisters. Talk him out. And I told you, I said, people like Spacey were used to get kids when he was a kid. Because it's always the same. They use well-spoken, good-looking kids as the lure, just like an anglerfish does. Why does he play a good psychopath? Because he is a psychopath. So that's all coming up. I'm going to come back and go to your phone calls, though. I've got a lot of other news to hit. But that's why they're coming after us, folks, because, and I'm not at liberty to get into a lot of it this time. I just want everybody to understand, if you want to see us stand against the enemy, like a lighthouse in a storm, and prevail, pray for us, number one, spread the videos and the articles, number two, because that's the info war, that's critical, but number three, financially commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for DNA Force for you and your family. Nothing's going to clean out your cells, your body. There's no antioxidant even close to it that protects your telomeres. Read the studies for yourself. The PQQ, the CoQ10, the Resveratrol, all of it. What a product. 25% off, even though it's been sold out almost 4 months. Back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a bunch of stuff that has sold out. In fact, Tim Frugier brought me all the specials that aren't on anymore, and I walked out of his office and laid them in, I think, in my bathroom. I think I left them, or on the table outside my office. Because a bunch of stuff is sold out. The Winter Sun, a bunch of other stuff we've had to stop the sales on. But we do have the DNA Force, the Biome Defense. Secret 12 is still on sale, and a lot of other great products. But just commit. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. And then you can cancel any time, but that way you don't forget each month to get the product you need, or every 2 months. You just set it with one click and then cancel whenever you want. Get 10% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, high-quality essential oils, T-shirts, books, ball caps, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds. Do your Christmas shopping there. Whatever you do, fund the info war, because we're fighting for you. We're fighting for ourselves. We're in this all together, and I'm committed to give you everything I've got.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Semmett, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
And the GCN Radio Network.
We're not playing tiddlywinks, ladies and gentlemen. We're on your phone calls right now. Tom in London, Mark in Oregon, Jack in Florida, Alyssa in Oregon, Cal in South Carolina, and many others. I see the phone lines are loaded. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in, 877-789-2539. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank all of our affiliates. Please remember to support them. And I want to thank the amazing crew surrounding me here in this great news center we've built, and just all my family and everybody else for what they put up with. But they understand we're up against bullies, and so everybody's fighting harder and stronger and more focused than ever. And as we begin to see victory, and as we find our will again, the enemy really tries to put their fangs out and takes the mask off. And boy, didn't it just confirm everything we knew? And it doesn't just make you 100% absolutely commit to defeating these people. They think their intimidation works on us. They're going to find out real good. They're going to find out what we're made of, what they're made of. We're going to get them off the backs of our children, because that's who they're obsessed with. They want to mentally screw them up. They want to have sex with them. They want to brainwash them and turn them into them. Evil targets the youth. So, yeah, Newsweek, we're obsessed with exposing pedophilia, and we're being proven right. So you keep trying to act like it isn't going on, as all around people get caught running child kidnapping rings and caught with dead children and caught in cages, and as the deputy pope and all the Hollywood people get busted, you keep telling everybody it didn't exist. Hell, why don't you get in a time machine and go back and say Hitler didn't exist or Stalin? or Mao Zedong, you jerks! You don't control reality anymore. You think we're 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You still think you got your thumb on America or the world. Well, guess what? You don't, scumbags. So all that's left at places like Newsweek's the scum of the earth. That's why they had a 50% layoff this month of what was left. It's the scum of the scum that'll do whatever they're told. Well, good. Just send your race to the bottom even faster, because mentally ill people like you don't ever know when to give up, do you? Coming up, CNN directing employees to discredit Donna Brazile. Wow, what a surprise. Saudi Arabia calls missile launch an act of war by Iran. We got the president over there in Asia. We'll break that down. They're mounting fighter jets with pulse laser particle beam weapon systems. Told you they had that 20-something years ago. It's been declassified longer than that, but now it's powerful weapons. The latest on the Texas massacre and so much more. It's all coming up. Oh, and one more thing before I go to your calls. I'll do it at the end of the next hour, but I'm going to start taking some right now from London. Let's play that clip I mentioned earlier. I forgot to get to Fox about 20 minutes ago during a break. I was getting myself a little cup of coffee here in my drudgereport.com coffee cup, because we're fans around here. And there they were announcing that hearings, they're calling Sessions in next week to grill him like he did something wrong. And he just sits there and takes it while they're all caught red-handed doing 10,000 times anything he supposedly ever did. And he just sits there and just continues. Fox News, all part of the fraud. Here, let's just go to it right now. Here it is.
Alert now. We are learning Attorney General Jeff Sessions will testify before the House Judiciary Committee next Tuesday. We're told it's part of a routine Justice Department oversight hearing, but it does come just days after Senate Democrats demanded Sessions return to Capitol Hill to clarify his statements on Russia. Democrats on the House panel, not wasting any time after the announcement, issuing a press release with the title that they're putting Sessions, quote, on notice, saying they want answers after new documents revealed that a former Trump campaign advisor pushed to set up a meeting between then-candidate Donald Trump and Russia.
Please. Papanopoulos, who was never even paid by the campaign, who we now know is in deep with the Democrats, kept asking for them to meet with Russians, and they said no every time. So now the big hearings are about one low-level guy who tried to get Russia meetings and was rebuffed. That'd be like saying you drove by a hooker, a street hooker, with her leg out and stopped at a stop sign that she was by. And then you drove on past, and a year later they got a video and they go, sir, you drove by a hooker and you stopped. Well, there was a stop sign. Well, we're taking your car. There it is. Sessions rejected Russia proposal by campaign advisor, which he's always talked about. And the worst they've got is at some Trump event, there was a Russian ambassador there. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, the Democrats are totally in bed with it. Here, let's continue with the show Outnumbered on Fox. Here it is.
Former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page told a House panel last week that he had informed Sessions of a trip to Russia in July of last year. But Sessions had denied misleading lawmakers that he didn't know if members of the campaign had met with Russians. Joining us now, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a member of the House Judiciary.
So Papanopoulos did this, and Carter Page did a personal trip to Russia. I mean, and Sessions didn't know it all. I mean, like saying, you know, did the janitor that works here go visit his mommy last month? And why don't I know that if he brushed his teeth this morning and ate his Wheaties? Meanwhile, you've got Mueller killing the investigation of Uranium One, bad man on tarmacs in Moscow with weapons-grade uranium and hundreds of millions of dollars and just... I'm sorry. Tom in London. Tom, you're on the air. Thank you for calling today.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, so I've got a prediction today about Trump. I just want to establish my track record on predictions on your show. It's pretty much 100%. I mean, 2.5 years ago, I predicted Trump would win and Brexit would pass. I put bets on and so on.
I remember you called, or somebody with your similar voice.
Yeah, yeah, and you have a freakish memory, and you sort of, you always remember, you know, my previous calls. So, yeah.
Well, you have a distinctive voice.
And also last time, last time I spoke to you, actually, it was 3 weeks before the general election in the UK.
Aren't you the guy that also thinks I'm too hard on Islam?
Yes, you are, but I think it's a big distraction, the Islam.
Okay, so we talked a year ago. Well, to me, if they'll bring in radical Muslims and let them kill us, it shows the globalists hate us and don't want to bring in compatible people and don't want to reform Islam. I mean, if Christians were running around doing this, I'd say don't do it. I mean, it's just out of control, but I wanted to make sure you were the same guy. Okay, so go ahead and make your new prediction.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Muslims today, but, well I can do. So I phoned you in May of this year. It was just before the UK general election, and I said it was going to be a hung parliament, and nobody was saying that.
You did say that.
But it was easy for me to work out because of Corbyn would have won if it wasn't for those bombings. So they had to stage those the Manchester bombings and the attacks in London in order to keep Theresa May in power. But anyway,
what's the evidence of them staging them? I mean, clearly they let the jihadis in and then they attacked, so it's staged one way or the other because they knew who they were. Like this guy, the FBI tried to arrest him in 2015, they just attacked New York. But these are real jihadis. I get that governments order stand downs so the terrorists can attack, but I mean,
I would suggest that they...
Why would they bring all the jihadis in and then sit there and let them attack on top of it when that makes them unpopular? I mean, I just don't... I mean, if they're trying to prop up anti-Islamic governments, why don't they just get hardcore that's popular to begin with?
Well, the attack is all so-called homegrown anyways. So, I mean, the bringing them in is a bit of a red herring. But I was just pointing that out because... That was also a prediction.
Okay, well, you're talking about some of your predictions. So what's your next prediction? Go ahead and get it out.
Okay, so on the 31st of August this year, I put a bet on that Trump would be out of office within a year. And that's what I think is going to happen. But before then, he's going to take the United States and probably the UK into an enormous war with Iran. And it's going to be Saudi Arabia and Israel, which is an incredibly dangerous axis, playing along with the Trump administration and that part of the U.S. government. And the North Korea thing is just an enormous smokescreen. Nothing's going to happen in North Korea because it's not in the establishment and globalist interest for anything to happen in North Korea.
All right, I find this intriguing. Stay there. I'm going to go to break, Tom. And I want you to come back and walk through why Trump would walk into something, how they will remove him in this scenario. But I agree, Saudi Arabia is lining up for war with Iran. The battle lines are being drawn. Any operatives that have been working with Iran have been arrested or killed. So the world is going into a very, very crazy time. We'll be back with hour number 3 to finish up with Tom, then all the other callers straight ahead as well. Please spread the word. Infowars.com/show. The globalists are counting on you not doing it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind super...